当然，我哋可以有时间就去个大自然里边，我哋除咗个鞋啊，喺嗰啲草地行走下咁样样咧，就可以做到个接地气。但系城市人工作咁繁忙嘅时候咧，咁其实而家市面上咧已经系有一啲接地气嘅产品咧，咁喺我哋嘅健康店咧，已经一路咧有好多嘅客人咧就系买咗翻去屋企度咧，就每一日都可以接受到呢个接地气嘅治疗啦。接地气产品咧可以喺我哋六创意嘅健康店可以买到噶啦，联络电话系2882-4848。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
两三位老师好，
我想问下头先，老师讲嘅就继续讲嘅。
Would harmful,
can you quote some examples? How mentors can harm us?
As I said, mantra is a programming technique and it programs the instinct, and instinct produces what we call physical reality.
剛才我講咗啦，即係咒語咧係一種將我哋身體嘅程序改變嘅方法嚟嘅，嚇咁咧佢就係會改變呢個世界發生嘅事。
Any word, any sentence you say can be mantra if you do it many times.
其他乜嘢嘢你不斷咁樣念咧，都可以變成咒語。
And also, the more emotional you do it, the more the quicker it gives results.
你係越大情緒去念咧嚇，嗰個效果就越快。
So examples of some harmful mantra.
咁咧又舉一啲例，係邊一啲咒語係會有害嘅咧
？For example, people say, "Oh, I am so stupid."
係啦，係譬如人話咧，我死蠢咯。
I am sick. I am sick. I am sick.
我好病啊，我好唔掂啊。
I am so bad.
我成個人。
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
我好慘啊，好對唔住啊。
And of course, a lot of religious mantras, they are also harmful because they draw your life energy. What you mantra is you worship some other beings, so you take your life energy and you send to them, of course, unconsciously.
仲有咧好多宗教性嘅咒語咧，其實都好大禍嘅。因為我哋將我哋嘅命運、我哋嘅方向交咗俾外邊一啲嘢。
So basically, when you look at the word or sentence, then you can, when you say this sentence, you analyze it, you can have imagination what will be the result if you mantra it, if you repeat it for many times.
其實咧，當你念呢個咒語嘅時候咧，你可以諗清楚嗰個後果會係咩咯？如果你講呢句話嘅時候，有咩嘢真係會發生
？Mantra works directly on the instinct。
咒語咧就係令到我哋嘅本能直接改變我哋嘅本能。
Among many features, the instinct has one.Feature which is important to remember, it does not distinguish truth and lie, joke and serious talk.
本能咧就分唔清係真定係假，又分唔清你係講玩啊定係真。
So even if you joke and you say this, what I mentioned just now, these negative expressions, even if you joke, for the instinct is aprogramming instruction to do that.
嗱，就算我哋係即係講笑咁講去講出嗰啲嘢咧嚇，結果係我哋個本能咧就係分唔出嘅，所以一樣又係好悲慘嘅效果。
So even if you are joking about yourself, I suggest don't harm yourself by saying this, like I am stupid, I am old, I am incapable, or things like that.
係啊，所以咧嚇，就算你想講笑啦，第二樣好講呢啲就唔好講啦，就唔好話我而家好殘啊，我而家好老啊。
Sometimes people say you make me sick。
即係你。
I hate you。
我好憎你啊！你搞到我好慘啊！嗰啲。
For the instinct is instruction to do to perform this instruction。
本能收到嘅就係你叫佢去做咯。
So even if you are joking。 you better say something that you would like to hear and you feel is positive.
係啦，所以下次你講笑咁講嚇，都唔好講死啦嗰啲咯嚇，你要揾一啲係非常之正面嘅。
I love myself so much。
即係譬如啦，我好愛自己，愛到死啊！
I am so beautiful, always so beautiful, and so healthy, and so joyful。
我成日都咁開心，我成日都咁健康。
I can do everything。
我乜都做到。
I am everything。
我就係全世界所有嘅嘢。
I am so good。
我咁正。
Well, even if you, of course, you are joking, but the instinct does not know you are joking. So if you say this, it will run the instructions.
你喺度講笑啫嚇，講玩啫。但係你個本能知㗎，個本能就照足你所講嘅去運作。
So one of the powerful self-healing techniques is you go to nature, dance and sing crazily. I am in perfect health. I feel wonderful. I love myself.
所以咧，不如咧就係得閒咧，就去大自然嗰度啊，又叫又跳嚇、啊，做啲好癲嘅嘢，猛咁講話我愛自己啊，我啊健康十全十美啊，我好正啊，好掂啊咁。
Why it works like this? I would again need quite a long time to explain. First of all, I would need to explain how the mind works, and then you will understand why mantra is a programming technique. I didn't do that.
要慢慢解釋背後嘅原理啦嚇，又要長篇大論咁樣講，等大家明白我哋個心係點運作嘅，我哋個心運作之後。在身體裡面發生什麼事了。
But if you look at the life of people and then look at people who live longer than 100 years, visit many of them, and you will discover an interesting fact that almost all of those, we would say old people, in fact they are not old, they are young, they are so joyful, they love themselves, that's why they live so long.
如果你是留心看看那些人歲長命的人百幾歲那些他們都有一個共通的特點就是他們時時都講笑時時都是很嘻嘻哈哈地講自己
Then angry, pessimistic, depressed people they would never live so long
是的經常很憤怒經常很悲觀那些人就不會條命長的
So this is an example how mantra works.What you focus on, what you imagine, it amplifies in your life.
呢個就係我正話舉例咯嚇。我哋嗰啲咒語係點樣樣將我哋平時嘅思想擴大，去搞成咁嘅後果咯。
Thank you for your wonderful.
如果你用英文講咧，請欣講完之後講廣東話。
Okay, and also thank you for your translation. In one slide of your PPT, it says that.I am is from consciousness, right? What do you mean by consciousness here? I don't know. 在他的 PPT 入面呢就有一頁是寫著本我是來自於意識的。我想問他這個意識是什麼意思？
Actually, I only choose some slides. This slide where you haveConsciousness is a term, is a scientific term. There is another slide behind that which explains the definition of consciousness.
剛才只是跳下跳下這樣選了一小部分 的圖片出來的。其實剛才那個有意識的那個圖片呢跟著呢就應該有還有一大堆去解釋的。
Of course, there are many definitions of consciousness. The definition that I am using is something that nobody can understand, including myself.
意識咧有好多好多嘅定義嘅嚇，咁我用呢個定義咧就係好難好難明白嘅，我自己都唔多明。
Why？
點解啊
？Okay, so another name for this consciousness, the name that maybe you are more acquainted with is Tao.
呢個意識又可以用另外一個名字去叫佢嘅。呢一個咧，或者大家就比較容易去掌握啦，就係道咯。
Another name that you for sure all of you already have heard this name is used in mathematics. It's zero.
另外一個呢，就大家都一定是會聽得明白的，就是在數學裡面用的，就是零了。
So now if I ask you to explain to me what is zero?
現在我又譬如問你啦，你解釋一下什麼叫零呢？
Or even more simple, just imagine zero.
或者是你想像一下零這件事。
What do you imagine?
你想像到乜嘢？
When I ask you to imagine zero, then what do you see? What do you imagine?
嗱，如果我叫你想像下零，你睇到啲咩嘢？
It does not matter what you imagine. If you imagine something, then you are wrong. It is not zero. It is something.
嗱，不论你而家想像到咩出嚟咧，都系错嘅。因为零系唔可以就咁样去理解。
So the consciousness is like this zero.
那個意識呢，就是好像這個零咁樣。
Yes, we cannot imagine that. I mean, the intellect is unable, is incapable to imagine the consciousness.
我們的心智呢，是沒辦法去理解意識或者零這些東西。
As it is incapable to imagine to understand the Tao.
同樣啦，心智是沒可能明白什麼叫道。
Because it is the intellect that do thinking, questions, answers, imagination, and so on.
因為咧，其實係我哋嘅心智嗰度咧，去思想啦，去問問題啦，去揾答案啦。
So, what we do now, we use intellect for communication.
而家我哋喺度溝通咧，我哋係用緊心智。
We can talk. I can talk about the consciousness all the day.
我可以咧，由朝講到晚，講咩叫心智。
But you will not understand what I talk about, or you will have some imagination which is different than my imagination.
我點講咧，你都唔明噶。不過你自己明咗嗰啲嘢咧，就唔係我心目中嘅諗法啦。
And the reason is because the intellect is a tool of the mind, and this tool is built in a way.That it has no ability to imagine the consciousness or the Tao or zero or that many other things.
因為咧講到尾咧嚇，就係呢個係一個意識咧，係心智裏邊嘅一個工具。呢個工具嘅設計咧，就係令我哋冇辦法明白到咩叫零啊，咩叫做道啊咁樣。
So, but there is a way to know the consciousness.
不過咧，又有另外一個方法可以了解意識嘅。
You need to make the intellect silent, passive, but not asleep.
你咧就要暫時熄咗個心智，等佢好靜。
This type of mind where the intellect is passive, completely inactive, not asleep is called enlightenment.
個心智，當我哋熄咗個心，當我哋熄咗個心智嗰部分嘅時候咧，就係開悟啦。
Actually, we do that in my advanced seminar.
咁啊，要嚟上堂咧，先慢慢就係講得明咯。
And some people really succeed.
有啲人咧上完堂之後咧就好清楚。
So I don't know how to explain the consciousness.
咁所以咧，而家唔知點可以解釋得到。
I know what it is because I have experience, but I have no way to explain.
我自己經驗過，所以我知係乜咯。但係用語言係好似而家咁，好難講得齊。
I have a question regarding the mantra. Is Ho'oponopono is a mantra as well? Is it a good mantra or bad mantra or a harmful mantra? Sorry, I love you. 但係嗰個我愛你，對不起，我愛你，請原諒我，謝謝你，係咪一個好嘅咒語咧？係咪咒語
？Can you say again the mantra?
I'm sorry, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. It's a Ho'oponopono.
These are four mantras. These are four mantras, four expressions. Yes, four words. I love you, and then.、
Yeah.
I am sorry.
I am sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you. Thank you.
I would need to explain all of them because they are four different words. So all four different functions, four different programmings.
咁我要逐句同你解釋啦，因為咧佢每一句嘅功能係唔同嘅。
The simplest is I love you. It means I am sending life energy from me to you.
我愛你咧嚇，就係嘅意思咧，就係我將一啲生命力就係送緊俾你。
I am sorry means I feel guilty.
對唔住咧嚇，就係嘅意思就係我感覺到內疚。
I feel guilty because I have done something which I judge to be bad for you.
因為咧，點解對唔住咧？點解我覺得我係欠咗你一啲嘢咧？因為我自己判斷有一啲嘢係對你有傷害嘅，我做咗。
So saying I am sorry means I regret what I have done and I am looking for a way to reward the damage I have done to you。
咁咧，所以咧話對唔住咧，就係我好後悔做咗一啲嘢，而家咧我就想諗啲辦法去補償翻。
Otherwise, why would you like to say I am sorry if you don't have this kind of feeling?
如果你冇呢種內疚嘅感覺，你冇需要講我對唔住。
So it may be beneficial for you if you really have made damage to the person that you are saying this I am sorry.
所以咧嚇，如果你覺得你真係對嗰人對唔住咧嚇，咁對你可能係有用嘅。
And you feel guilty for that because if you don't feel guilty, then there is no need to say sorry.
如果你唔覺得內疚衰咗咧嚇，咁你唔需要講呢句話。
And then,
thank you.
Thank you is a business expression. It's exchange.
多謝你咧嚇，係一個商業嘅表達方式。
Yeah, we say thank you when we feel that we own something.
我哋講多謝嘅時候咧，我哋覺得自己欠人哋一啲嘢。
Yes, you give me, you help me something, and I have no way to do it physically to give you back. Then I say thank you. It means I feel I am due. I need to do something back to repay you something back for what you have done to me. And so I say this word. It's a shortcut.
多謝你啫嚇。就係一個捷徑啦，就其實佢係講咗，就係話咧你俾咗啲嘢我，或者你幫我做咗一啲嘢，我覺得咧我就要補償翻欠咗你呢一啲嘢。
Of course, we overuse this word in daily life. There is no need to say thank you so many times as we say usually.
平時咧我日常生活咧嚇，就呢句話咧講得好濫嘅，我哋好多時係唔需要講嘅。
So it's kind of exchange. If you need to exchange this with somebody, then it's beneficial. If you don't need, then you somehow make yourself feel like you are less important than somebody else.
咁啊，所以呢一個咧係一個交換嚟嘅嚇。如果係真係覺得自己係需要去補償翻俾人嘅時候咧，呢個好就好有用咯。但係如果不必要嘅時候咧，就係不必要地令自己覺得低人一等咯。
And the last one.
Please forgive me.
Well, forgive me. I think you can understand your, now you can understand what's the meaning of forgive me.
而家你就明白到咧，嗰句話請原諒我咧嚇，個原諒係咩意思啊
？Why do you say that to somebody?
點解你會叫人哋原諒你咧
？Because you have done something, what you are judging that your action was harmful for somebody else.
因為你自己嘅判斷咧，你做嗰啲嘢咧係傷害咗人哋。
And you feel bad about it.
你自己覺得唔妥。
So you beg somebody to say something to smooth you, to feel you better.
你其實咧就懇求對方講翻一啲嘢咧，令你自己舒服翻啲。
You tell them, please tell me that you don't have a bad energy that you want to direct in my direction.
係啦，咁其實你講嘅咧就係咧希望你唔會有一啲負能量咧彈過嚟我呢一度。
So now all of these words, they can be either beneficial or harmful. The question is when you tell them and to whom you tell them.
所以咧呢四句話咧嚇可以係有益，亦都可以係有害嘅，視乎係你幾時對邊啲人係為乜嘢事去講。
So there is no one universal answer to this question, to this mantra.
所以咧，譬如呢一啲咁咧嚇，就好難話一錘定音咧，講得清楚一定係好定係壞咯。
I guess you are kind of thinking deeply now what to ask, because all my questions are so crazy and my answers are so crazy.
我諗咧，大家而家咧就係有慢慢喺度諗緊問乜好咧，因為頭先我答嗰啲嘢都係咁癲咯。
我有兩條問題嘅。
Two questions.
因為佢繼續。因為佢講到咧，生命咧就係
life
嚟自光
comes from light。
但係其實就係光先至
係。It's the other way. It should be light comes from love.
我想知道呢樣嘢係通過乜嘢證實
？How do you prove it? Which come from which light or life?
I don't prove it.
我冇去證明過。
I'm not going to prove anything.
我乜嘢都唔想證明。
Why not?
點解唔去證明
？Because I don't want to hypnotize you.
我唔想催眠你。
I don't want to manipulate you.
我唔想控制你。
I just give you information.
我只係俾一啲知識你。
And what does it mean, proof?
資訊嚇，證明係點咩意思
？Do you know what it means, proof?
證明你知唔知係點解
？It means.To make, for example, I prove myself. It means I make myself believe or know the thing.
嗱，即係我去證明俾自己睇啦，即係話我令到自己知道或者明白一啲嘢。
So if you say prove to me, I say I'm not going to do that. Why should I make you believe or know something? Why?
係咯，如果你叫我證明俾你睇咧，即係叫我去令你有咁嘅信念，或者去明白一啲嘢，咁我唔應該做呢啲嘢咯。
I don't want to manipulate you。
我唔想控制你。
You are the master creator of your life. You decide。
你係大師級嘅創造者，創造緊你自己嘅生命，你自己決定。
I share a result of my research. I share my knowledge.And for you, it's information, and you do whatever you want with that.
我只係分享我自己做實驗得到嘅結果啦嚇。咁咧呢啲資訊、呢啲知識就係俾你。
其實因為我學咗喺一個宗教嘅裏邊，咁佢話生命咧係來自生命嘅。咁因為
生命
來
自
根深蒂固地
來自生命，生命來自生命 ，life comes from life. Yes.
所以我就聽咗咁多年嘅我學習嘅嘢，變咗我一聽見生命係緊張嘅，咁我就變咗
life is like that。你唔懂得，
即係我唔明。
I don't understand。
魏鼎先生。
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat the question?
即其實因為我學習嘅生命係來自生命。
I used to be told that life comes from life.
咁但係如果我一聽見生命，如果唔係嚟自生命，係嚟自光或者其他嘅，我就一頭都係
癲啊！I get very confused.
Okay, I understand. Of course, life comes from life.
當然啦，就係生命係來自生命嘅，冇錯。
You are alive, then you give birth to baby. Of course, the baby comes from you. Life comes from life.
嗱，你有生命啦，你生咗個仔啦，咁啊，梗係生命啊，就係來自生命啦。
And then, when normally we don't notice that, but if we go to subatomic level, we can use physical instrument like very good microscope, electron microscope, for example.
不過咧，如果我哋去到次原子，即係比原子更加低嘅水嘅層次嘅時候咧，我哋可以用顯微鏡高勁嘅顯微鏡去查嘅時候咧，情況又唔係咁啦。
Actually, even the electron microscope is not enough. But if we go and we research smaller and smaller particles, matter, we want to find the source of all matter. Then atsome moment we will see that there is light only, nothing else.
因為咧
，shining something like sun。
如果我哋用最勁嘅顯微鏡啦，唔係普通呢一啲啦，一路去睇落去嚇，喺原子、分子、粒子一路學到最低嘅層次嘅時候咧，我哋終於係發現所有嘅嘢咧，只有剩翻嘅咧就係一啲光彈出嚟咯。
And so this is what physicists. Especially those physicists that research matter the smallest particles, this is what they have discovered a long time ago already. And that's why they say there is no matter.
所以呢，这个其实呢，就是物理学，尤其是是研究物质组合 的物理学家呢，很久以前已经发现了，就是物质呢本来是没有的。
However, there is a source of energy. We not always, our eyes notice, is like, notice this source of energy as light.
Sorry.
Source of energy.
所以他们发现这些全部，譬如我们眼发出来的那些，都是一些能量的来源。
So this light is before the matter is created. But if we go further, we research what is before this light, we see there is programming. That's why the physicist called information field that creates life.
所以呢，现在讲下去呢，那么这些光又怎么来的呢？这些光背后就是一些能资讯信息场咯。
So this is answered from physics, yes, from quantum physics, the physics of the smallest particles.
这个就是量子物理学的解释。
The physics of the smallest amount of energy.
量子物理学呢，就是专门研究是最低最微粒 的情况实况的。
But there is also another answer from your knowledge.
咁呢，又可以大家嘅了解嘅层次，有第二种方式去答呢个问题。
When you do exercises, you may be able to achieve, many people can do that actually, ability of the mind which is called enlightenment.
我们做一些功法的时候呢，我们就的状态会改变，我们就会去到开悟的状态。
And then you can, in fact, you can see this process.
那你就那时真的看到这个过程。
How does it look like? I can describe to you.
那看到是怎么样的呢？我试下就是应用给大家听。
As far as I can, because I am, again, I suppose you will not understand, but let me describe.
我又试下，你都唔明噶啦，不过就试下再又应用下。
Actually, when you are in my advanced seminar, you can do it yourself, and many people do. But now you are not, so I need to describe.
如果你喺我嘅，即系上我个课程咧吓，就我哋个个一齐做。咁而家咧就我试下，因为你唔系嚟上堂啦，你未经历过啦，可唔可以试下应用下？
Okay, so by doing some exercises, you make your intellect completely passive.
就喺一啲功法嘅里边咧，做到咁上下咧吓，呢个心智咧就冚唪唥关咗，熄咗。
It's very difficult state because normally when we make the intellect only a little passive, then we fall asleep.
咁咧，呢一個唔容易做嘅，因為平時我哋將個心智識到一個程度咧嚇，你就瞓著咗。
But if you practice and you don't fall asleep, but your intellect become completely passive, zero activity.
係啦，咁啊，但係你要練習到啦，咁上下咧，你就可以做得到啦。就係你嘅智力咧，就係完全熄曬唔喐，但係你又唔係瞓著嘅。
I would have to explain what it means, zero activity, but let's not talk about details. Imagine, zero activity of the intellect, complete passiveness.
即是个心智呢，我们平时说的思想，个脑筋那里呢，是百分之百停了，熄晒，就是那个状态。
Then you suddenly find that there is nothing. Nothing exists. No time, no space.No feeling, no emotion, nothing.
係啦，就係去到嗰度咧，你就歸於零啦。就係嗰陣時係冇時間啦，冇感覺啦，冇情緒啦，乜嘢都冇，就係完全乜嘢都冇。
Then you discover what it means not to be alive.
嗱，嗰陣時你就明白到咧，嚇，即係冇生命，唔係生活，唔係存在，係其實係點樣樣？
You, if somebody asks you to describe this state, then you would say you are in the state before life.
咁如果有人要叫你形容其實係點嘅咧，你就會講話喺未有生命之前嗰個狀態。
The zero, the Tao, the consciousness state。
就係嗰個靈啦，嗰個道啦，嗰個意識啦。
And then suddenly you see that something is moving。
咁喺嗰度咧，突然間你又睇到有啲嘢喐緊。
At almost at the same instant when you notice the movement, and it, this movement can be created just by your simple thought。
咁咧，然後咧就你就會知道咧嚇，嗰啲嘢喐緊嘅嘢咧，就係你自己喺度創造嘅。你只要諗咧，佢係點喐噶啦。
You can be shocked。
你會突然間好成個人即係好驚奇。
After this movement, almost at the same time, light。
咁咧喺嗰陣時咧，你又會睇到同一個時間咧，就有啲光喺度彈過嚟。
And then you。
你成個咧就好即係好驚訝
，very very nice feeling，
就覺得好正好正。
Love，
呢個就係愛。
So whenever you create life, even with your thoughts, then if you are able to observe, you will see light and feel love。
所以咧嚇，當你係創造緊生命力嘅時候咧，你就會整整下咧睇到光嚇，就係感受到愛咯。
And then you cry for 3 days.
然後你喊足三日。
Because of happiness.
因為你太開心。
Because of happiness. Yes.
你太過開心。
And then you have proven to yourself.
咁就證明咗俾自己睇啦。
Where light and love come from? They are byproducts of life creation process.
所以你又睇到咧嚇，愛同埋光咧。都是整個生命創造過程的副產品。
But we do that in advanced seminar. After we study the mind, after we study the instruction manual of mind and body.
这个就是 在高級程度 的課裏面才做的，因為你要先搞清楚個心是怎樣運作先。
好多謝正話答咗我嘅問題。
Thank you. You answered my question.
因為呢條問題咧就塞住咗喺我腦內。
Has been bothering me for a long
time. 咁咧就今日就得以有個答案，就非常之開心。我而家有第二條問題。
So I'm very pleased. Now I've got second question for you.
咁第二條問題咧就係剛才聽見。
Just now, you
mentioned
some symbols like the sun.
Has been used from a long time ago.另外一個火係一個心形嘅符號，其實聽見魏炳先生嘅解釋，其實呢個心形符號其實可能係一啲器官咁樣啦。咁但係聽完呢一 part 之後，我覺得哇，我學到好多嘢。但
係
之後我再聽魏炳先生嘅 slide 嗰條解釋咯，佢就有解釋到其實我哋應該係不斷咁樣黃色嘅光咁樣放出嚟。咁我會睇到啦，呢一個就同太陽放出嚟嘅一樣。
This is the same as。
亦都係魏鼎先生嘅筆記嗰度，即係放出嚟嘅 slide 講啦。佢話其實我哋就好似一個開水喉嘅水，留一啲水樽度。如果我哋留滿咗我哋自己
，when the body is full，
我哋好澎湃啊，好豐盛。其實其他人都會感到我哋好豐盛，佢會感覺到我。咁但係又睇到呢個太陽，又睇到呢個心，跟住之後我又聽魏鼎先生嘅筆記，我又開始一片混亂。咁到底我哋應該係俾出去，定係留滿咗自己先？因為我係唔明。
First， I don't understand。
Yeah， it's all my fault。
都係我錯啦，我衰啦。
It's all my fault. I confused you。
我令到你咁迷茫。
But it's also your fault.
都係你自己嘅錯。
Because you want to know immediately everything.
因為你想一嘢咧就乜都明曬。
Actually, it's nobody's fault. The situation is like this. I am very, very short on time, and I want to tell you as much as I can. And then, as a result, I confuse you.
其實又唔係我嘅錯，又唔係大家嘅錯。因為係唔夠時間，要喺好短嘅時間裏邊講咁多嘢啦，所以又講咗冇人明噶啦。
Okay, so the flowing water
嗱嗰個流水咧嚇
，is a symbol of life energy，
就係生命力嘅象徵啦。
It comes from imagination and from feeling that energy is always moving like a stream falling, stream of water falling from the mountain.
就係你嚇用呢個想像咧，睇下咧嚇，好似嗰啲水咧喺山上面流落嚟，啲生命力。
So, and the bottle is a representation, is a symbol of human body. Yes, so the life energy, the water flows into the bottle, which means life energy powers the body.
嗱，嗰個樽咧，個桶咧嚇，就代表我哋個人嘅身體啦嚇。咁你生命力咧就入咗去啦。
It's not. So when this happens in much much bigger amount than normally we do, because we do this constantly all the time.
我哋本來咧就不斷有生命力喺度流落嚟嘅。但是如果我们留得可以留得多一些生命力的时候呢
All the time, our mind powers the body with life energy. Otherwise, the body will not live.
其实呢我们的身体呢平时都是不断这样就是将生命力注入去我们的那里的。
But if you increase, significantly increase the amount of life energy being pumped, being manifested in the body, then what happens?
嗱，頭先我哋咧就係用個比喻，就係個水喉啊嘛。水喉有個掣咧，可以流多啲、流少啲噶嘛。如果我係流到專登流到好多嘅時候，發生咩事咧
？The body has a reaction.
個身體就會有反應。
Because it's a very sensitive device.
因為我哋個身體咧係非常之敏鋭嘅機器嚟嘅。
And so this body reaction, we feel very, very nice. It's so pleasant. We call it love.
呢個就係我哋所謂嘅愛嘅感覺啦。就係呢個機器感覺到收到好多生命力嘅嘅。
That's why when we say love yourself, what we actually mean is increase significantly the amount of life energy which your mind provides to your body.Because then your body will feel wonderful.
所以咧，所謂生活在愛裏邊係咩意思咧？嚇，就係個心用辦法去流更加多嘅生命力入去個身體嗰度，咁個身體覺得好正。
We do achieve this through exercises which I did not describe here.
啊，點可以做到咧？就係用一啲功法嘅。咁我今日冇時間去介紹呢啲功法。
So that is one thing.
嗱，呢度係一方面啦。
And now another thing。
仲有另外一方面咧。
Not really related。
兩樣未必係有關聯。
Symbols。
就係象徵啦。
Symbols in our life。
我哋啲象徵嘅符號喺生命裏邊啲符號咧。
Yes. So for example, the symbol of yellow sun, emanating yellow sun, is the symbol of love.
嗱，頭先咧，我哋話自古以來人係用嗰個黃色嘅太陽嗰個符號咧，嚇，就係代表愛。
But the problem is when we say love, we have many, many, many different types of love, more than ten.
就係問題就係咧，我哋講愛咧，就有好多唔同嘅定義，講緊十幾樣唔同嘅嘢。
And so this sun symbol, why it is sun? Because it exactly tells you what.Our sun is doing.
咁啊，點解用呢個象徵符號咧？嚇，個太陽嗰個咧，因為講清楚係好似個太陽咁樣樣俾啲嘢我哋咯。
What does our sun do?
我哋個身，我哋個太陽其實做啲咩嘅咧
？Okay, what happens if there is suddenly the sun disappears?
嗱，如果冇咗個太陽，突然間會點咧？
All solar system dies.
太陽系裏邊所有嘅都死曬。
Trillions, trillions of beings dies.
億萬兆嘅嘢咧都會死曬。
So what does the sun do?
所以個太陽其實係做乜咧
？It provides life energy.
就係俾我哋生命嘅能量嘛。
But the sun has zero emotions.
但係太陽咧完全係冇情緒嘅。
You canLove the sun, you can scold the sun, you can hate the sun. The sun really does not care about you at all. The sun does not love you at all. I mean, emotionally.
你可以鬧個太陽，你可以嘲笑個太陽，你可以憎恨個太陽，但 但係太陽係唔會有情緒反應嘅。
It always emanates life energy。
點都好啦，個太陽不斷咁樣會係散出嗰啲生命嘅力量。
So this is called unconditional love。
呢一個咧就係、無條件嘅愛。
Or spiritual love。
或者叫做即係靈性嘅愛。
It's very stable, very stable, always flows。
係不斷咁樣流出嚟嘅，非常之穩定。
That's why the symbol which was chosen for this kind of love, which means powering living beings with life energy, is the symbol of sun, because sun is exactly doing that.
所以自古以來咧，就係用呢一個符號。用呢個太陽嘅符號咧，就係代表呢一種源源不絕嘅送出嘅生命力，去令到我哋更加有機會生存。
And the red symbol, which we think is heart, is actually not heart. The red symbol comes from the time before the Roman Empire. There was in that area. There was, I think, the still is a plant. The flowers of that plant have this exact shape, and the flowers were used by women to increase fertility.
嗱，而家我哋平時用嗰個愛嗰個符號咧，一個紅色嘅心咧嚇，其實就唔係佢嘅心嚟嘅，係喺羅馬帝國之前咧，嗰啲人啊，佢哋嗰邊就係用嚟係一種花嚟嘅。咁我當時嗰啲婦女嘅花咧，嗰啲婦女咧就用呢種花咧。嚟到去令佢哋更加好生育嘅。
Of course, why do we want to increase fertility? Because we want to create biological love. How do we life? How do we create biological life? By biological love.
嗱，咁啊，點解要生育多啲咧？嚇，就係因為我哋想即係生多啲後代啊嘛。咁呢一個就係我哋點樣可以生多啲後代咧？咁就係要透過生理嘅愛啦。
And the reason why exactly this symbol was chosen because this is also a symbol of human birth。
咁咧，點解要選呢一個咧？嚇，就係呢個亦都係代表咗人嘅屁股咯。
Yes, the bud and the flower, they have the same symbol. They are related to let's say the same area of life.That's why this symbol was chosen, and the flowers are also red.
嗱，咁咧嗰啲花又係紅色噶啦嚇，咁個符號咧代表啲花，如果代表人嘅屁股，就係又係因為啲花令到我哋更加好生育咧嚇，咁所以就用嗰啲嚟去代表，即係呢一種愛咯。
And the color of the chakra that creates love and life is also red.
係咯，咁啊，我哋咁多個脈輪咧嚇，代表生育生殖力嘅脈輪咧，都係紅色嘅喎。
So this is short story how where this symbol originates. We have thousands of symbols in our life. We use many of them. We are not aware what they mean, but they do influence our instinct.
嗱所以咧頭先解釋咗咧嚇，好簡單咁解釋咗嗰個紅色嘅心呢個符號。係個係個即係點樣嚟嘅啦？咁樣我哋平時喺生活裏邊咧，用成千上萬嘅唔同嘅符號嘅，每一個符號咧，其實都係好或多或少咧，影響我哋生命嘅狀態。
即係最後一條問題。
So when we repeat some mantra that it doesn't work, what can we do?即係我哋好多時咧 ，for example like I'm happy, but when you don't feel happy, so what can we do? 即係我哋好多時咧會重複一啲嘢，我哋好想要嘅，例如譬如我好開心，我好開心，但有啲時候你真係覺得好唔開心，點算好咧
？Then you repeat other mantra.
咁你咪念第二啲咒語咯。
What I suggest instead of saying this, I am happy, you say.Something which is related to powering your body with life energy, and that is joy.
嗱，你如果不如試下，唔好講我好開心啦， 就是用第啲方法去令到你個身體係更加得到生命力嘅，譬如話好愉悅啦。
I am joyful.
我好有愉悅嘅狀態，我好愉悅，我好愉悅咁啦。
Actually, every mantra works. Every word can be used as a mantra. However, some of them you may feel, and some of them maybe not.
其實喺平時咧，好多好多唔同嘅講法咧，都可以變成我哋嘅咒語嘅。只不過咧，係你有啲係有感覺，有啲冇啫嘛。
In case of mantra, I am joyful. I believe you can immediately feel the result when you do it emotionally. When you any mantra, the more emotionally you engage in saying mantra, the quicker, the stronger you feel the results.
係咯，我哋其實念咒語嘅時候有一個原則咧，就係要有情緒噶嘛，帶有情緒噶嘛。你要好有情緒咁樣，真係表達到嗰種感覺出嚟，咁啊嗰個即係效果先至會出現。
So I suggest you may do some experiment, find a place where you can freely dance and sing very loudly and shout, I am so joyful and healthy, I love myself, this mantra, and see what happens if you do it, let's say, for 2-3 minutes.
不如你又試下啦嚇，揾個一啲環境，你可以好開心咁喺度跳舞，喺度唱歌，喺度嗌嘅嚇，咁不斷咁講咧，我而家好開心，我好健康。
In advanced seminar, we do this exercise in a little more advanced way, and really people really can feel this powerful energy emanating from within your body. But you cannot actually find this.Where is the place? Where is the source? You just like all the cells suddenly explode in loving themselves.
嗱，喺我哋嗰啲課程裏邊咧，比較高級嗰啲咧嚇，我係用一啲更加複雜嘅方法，就係令到自己長期咧好開心，就係不斷咁樣樣發出呢一種被愛同埋即係生命力充滿咗成個身體嘅感覺咯。